続いて第3部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。この問題には例題はありません。問題はナンバー21からナンバー30まで10題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 21.
Last week, Nancy got a call from her Uncle William. He will be coming to her city next month on business, and he wants to see her. She usually only sees him once a year at Christmas, so she is very excited. Her uncle will visit her apartment, and then they will go out for dinner together.
Question: Why is Nancy excited? Number 22.
Sally has a 6-year-old son named Ronald. Last week, he got a book about trains from the library. It was difficult to read, so Sally helped him and told him what some of the hard words mean. Ronald really enjoyed it, and they both learned a lot about trains.
Question: What did Sally do for her son last week? Number 23.
The fennec fox is a small type of fox that has very large ears. Because of their big ears, fennec foxes have excellent hearing. They can hear very quiet sounds, and this helps them when they are hunting at night. Fennec foxes often eat rabbits and birds.
Question: What is one thing that we learn about fennec foxes? Number 24.
Last week, Owen went on vacation for 3 days at a resort area called Lakefield. It was a beautiful area, and the weather was sunny every day. Owen spent a lot of time fishing, but unfortunately, he did not catch anything. He was disappointed, but he plans to come back next year to try again.
Question: Why was Owen disappointed? Number 25.
Jean Béliveau is a man from Montreal, Canada. He spent 11 years traveling around the world on foot. Jean Béliveau walked across many different countries and used 54 pairs of shoes during his trip. He returned home to Canada in 2011 and wrote a book about his adventure.
Question: What is one thing that we learn about Jean Béliveau? Number 26.
Welcome to the Weston Museum of Art. Before we start our tour, I'd like to tell you a little about this building. It used to be the home of a rich businessman named Paul Weston. He had a large collection of French paintings, and when he died, his house was turned into a museum.
Question: What is one thing that the guide says about the museum? Number 27.
Recently, Rita wrote a report for school. It was about a river in her town called the Westford River. She wanted some photos of the river, so she asked her brother for help. He has an excellent camera, and he took some nice pictures for her. She thinks they will help make her report easy to understand.
Question: How did Rita's brother help Rita? Number 28.
Steve is planning a trip to Boston. He has already chosen several famous places to visit and made his hotel reservations. However, he still has not decided how he will get to Boston. He is not sure if he should take the train or the bus. He is now checking the internet to get information about routes and prices.
Question: What does Steve need to decide? Number 29.
Class, Ms. Sanders, the music teacher, told me that a lot of you will be playing in the school concert on Sunday. I know this will make it hard for you to study for our test on Monday, so I have decided to change the day. We are going to have the test next Friday instead.
Question: What does the speaker tell the students? Number 30.
Recently, Marie took her 3-year-old son Wesley to visit the zoo. He spent a long time in the monkey area and also enjoyed the elephants very much. However, Wesley cried when they came to the tiger cage. He did not want to go near the tigers because he thought they were scary. Marie hopes he will be braver next time.
Question: What happened at the zoo?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから、解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退室するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、校舎出口まで静かに退室してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。